House committee takes action.
This is a historic step in the repeal of Obamacare.
Over Democratic objections.
This is not right. It is not fair.
American Marines sent to Syria.
This is additional firepower.
FDA's Thursday menu.
Reconsidering what makes a food healthy.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Working through the night and into this morning, House committees have taken the first steps to dismantle Obamacare, aiming to replace it with a Republican plan that's faced its share of criticism. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
While Ways and Means finished up at 4:30 a.m., you can hear the House Energy and Commerce Committee continuing its round-the-clock work to mark up the GOP repeal and replacement package. They started at 10:30 yesterday morning.
We've gone 12 hours on the First Amendment. I know we've got at least 100 to go.
Democrats are trying to slow the process down.
My amendment would change the title to the Republican Pay More for Less Act.
Committee Chair Greg Walden acceded to a request from the minority to have the entire measure read out loud.
Members need to know this will take a couple of hours.
GOP leaders are undaunted, but the trouble they face isn't with Democrats. It's with some fellow Republicans who say the tax credits in the bill amount to a new entitlement. House Speaker Paul Ryan needs them to pass this bill. He calls it a conservative wish list. Last night, conservative leaders opposed to the bill met with the president here at the White House. They say that he promised them it'll work to make some changes. Steve?
The Washington Post reports the White House is considering up to $6 billion in cuts at Department of Housing and Urban Development. Proposals would eliminate a block grant program that funds improvements and anti-poverty programs. FBI Director James Comey has been called upon as Congress raises questions about President Trump's claim that President Obama wiretapped his Trump Tower phones during the campaign. And CBS's Major Garrett says White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has been handling key questions, too.
Spicer was asked if the president was the target of a counterintelligence investigation, the kind that might justify a wiretap warrant.
I think that's what we need to find out.
Near the end of the briefing, Spicer was handed a piece of paper. He then tried to clarify his remarks.
There is no reason that we have to think that the president is the target of any investigation whatsoever.
There is one thing the White House is certain about. It wants the Republican-led Congress to investigate. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse wrote Comey Wednesday asking for copies of any warrant applications and court orders related to wiretaps of President Trump, the Trump campaign, or Trump Tower.
And Major Garrett tells us former Utah Governor John Huntsman will be selected as the next U.S. ambassador to Russia. Huntsman was a former ambassador to China and Singapore. The CIA won't confirm the authenticity of the intelligence documents leaked by WikiLeaks, but it does say the public should be concerned by disclosures that put Americans in danger and assist adversaries. Homeland Security correspondent Jeff Pegues.
An official tells CBS News that U.S. intelligence was aware that valuable information had been stolen as a result of suspicious activity in the weeks before WikiLeaks released what appears to be sensitive CIA data. Investigators have not ruled out the possible involvement of a state actor in some way.
As promised, Hawaii has become the first state to challenge President Trump's revised travel ban in court. State Attorney General Douglas Chin says it will hurt Muslims, foreign students, and tourism.
You have an order that's discriminating against people based upon their nation of origin or based upon their religion. That existed in the first order, and it still exists in the second order.
U.S. Customs says southern border crossings dropped last month by 36% from 1 year ago. Homeland Security Chief John Kelly credits Trump administration policies. Pentagon correspondent David Martin has learned American Marine Artillery Unit will be deployed to the ISIS capital in Syria.
Raqqa has been, in effect, isolated, but the assault on Raqqa has not begun simply because the Syrian fighters do not have the necessary number of troops and the necessary kinds of equipment in order to mount an assault against what is a very well-defended city with probably 3,000 to 4,000 ISIS fighters inside it.
Power is out to tens of thousands from the nation's midsection to New York State thanks to a storm system that packed strong winds. High winds pushed the plane carrying the University of Michigan's basketball team off the runway during takeoff in Detroit. Coach John Beilein.
We were off that plane, going down those chutes, going out up on the wings, getting out of there. In a minute, it seemed like everybody got off that plane.
And a huge tree crashed down on John Carpenter's house in Kalamazoo, Michigan, while he was reading the Bible.
Thankfully, the tree, by hitting my car, kept it from going farther down into the house where I was. And so it was an act of God to, you know, to save me.
The Internal Revenue Service says the number of reports of identity theft plunged last year by 46%, and it estimates it stopped nearly a million faked refunds in 2016. Food and Drug Administration holds a public meeting today, and CBS's Vicki Barker says what's at stake is a word a lot of us have come to look for when we hit the grocery store.
Healthy on the label, healthy for your body, right? Not so fast, says nutritionist Lauren Blake.
Just because a cookie is labeled as vegan and maybe has some extra protein in it from an artificial source does not mean it's healthy.
The FDA is soliciting suggestions for redefining healthy foods. Blake's recommendation, foods with few ingredients and all natural ingredients, avoiding processed sugars and carbs.
A company that began as a search engine but is a high-powered giant now tops Fortune magazine's list of best places to work. CBS's Jim Taylor.
Again, Google is number one, followed by a lot of tech companies. A common theme.
We hear a lot about the perks. We hear a lot about the sabbaticals, paid time off to volunteer, stuff like that.
Ann Vandermay at Fortune, which has compiled this list for 20 years now. 12 companies have made the cut every year.
Been around for a while. You have public supermarkets, REI, Marriott, hotels, Goldman Sachs has actually been on every year.
She says what means the most to employees, feeling respected.
Workers at Radio Shack are in a much different position. The electronics retailer has filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 13 months. It's closing 200 stores and mapping out what's ahead for the remaining 1,300. Most investors can look back with a smile today. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It's the eighth birthday for the bull market. The current stock expansion is the second longest on record. But investors have a long way to go to make it into first place. To eclipse the bull that ran from December 1987 to March 2000, this one would need to make it past June 28, 2021, without experiencing a 20% decline from a closing high.
Well, on the heels of the Oscar gaffe comes this from a German award show. The person who accepted the Best Film Award on behalf of La La Land was a fake Ryan Gosling. The Munich man dressed in a tux resembled the actor, but no one in the audience that included Jane Fonda and Nicole Kidman seemed to be fooled by it. Event organizers were tricked, though, by two comedians who insisted they lined up the real Ryan Gosling. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.